Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Our Universe, An Astronomer's Guide, by Joe Dunkley. Narrated by Joe Dunkley.
Introduction. On a clear night, the sky above us is strikingly beautiful, filled with stars and lit by the bright and changing moon. The darker our vantage point, the more stars come into view, numbering from the tens or hundreds into the many thousands. We can pick out the familiar patterns of the constellations and watch them slowly move through the sky as the Earth spins around. The brightest lights we can see in the night sky are planets, changing their positions night by night against the backdrop of the stars. Most of the lights look white, but with our naked eyes we can notice the reddish tint of Mars and the red glow of stars like Betelgeuse in the Orion constellation. On the clearest nights, we can see the swathe of light of the Milky Way and, from the southern hemisphere, two shimmery smudges of the Magellanic Clouds. Beyond its aesthetic appeal, the night sky has long been a source of wonder and mystery for humans around the world, inspiring questions about what and where the planets and stars are, and how we on Earth fit into the larger picture revealed by the sky above us. Finding out the answers to those questions is the science of astronomy, one of the very oldest sciences, which has been at the heart of philosophical inquiry since ancient Greece. Meaning law of the stars, astronomy is the study of everything that lies outside our Earth's atmosphere, and the quest to understand why those things behave the way they do. Humans have been practicing astronomy in some form for millennia, tracking patterns and changes in the night sky and attempting to make some sense of them. For most of human history, astronomy has been limited to those objects visible to the naked eye: the moon, the brightest planets of our solar system, the nearby stars, and some transient objects like comets. In just the last 400 years, humans have been able to use telescopes to look deeper into space, opening up our horizons to studying moons around other planets, stars far dimmer than the naked eye can see, and clouds of gas where stars are born. In the last century, our horizon has moved outside our Milky Way galaxy, allowing the discovery and study of a multitude of galaxies that lie beyond our own. And just in the last few decades, the technological advances of telescopes and the cameras they use to capture images have allowed astronomers to push our astronomical horizon yet further. We can now survey millions of galaxies, study phenomena such as exploding stars, collapsing black holes, and colliding galaxies, and find entirely new planets around other stars. In doing so, modern astronomy continues to seek solutions to the age-old questions of how we came to be here on Earth, how we fit into our larger home, what will be the fate of Earth far in the future, and whether there are other planets that could be home to other forms of life. The earliest known records of astronomy are more than 20,000 years old and take the form of carved bone sticks that track the phases of the moon, used as ancient calendars in Africa and Europe. Archaeologists have found 5,000-year-old cave paintings in countries including Ireland, France, and India that record unusual events happening in the sky, including eclipses of the moon and the sun, and the sudden appearance of bright stars. There are also ancient monuments dating from that time, including Stonehenge in England, that may have been used as astronomical observatories to track the sun and stars. The earliest written records of astronomy come from the Sumerians and later the Babylonians in Mesopotamia in current-day Iraq. These include the very first catalogues of the stars, etched into clay tablets in the 12th century BC. Astronomers were also active in ancient China and Greece by the first few centuries BC. Though these first astronomers had only their eyes to use as tools, by the first few centuries BC, the Babylonians had begun to identify the moving planets, distinguishing them from the fixed backdrop of stars and carefully charting their positions night after night. They began to keep systematic astronomical diaries